very disappointing 7 minutes. We blew it. Too many errors in that last 7 minutes. I must say I'm dumbfounded by a couple of decisions from the officials. Their try before half time, the cocaine was at least 2 metres in front of the kicker and it wasn't pulled back. And from the kick off the start of the second half, Dobson got nowhere near it. And Glia caught it and he caught a penalty and they scored. I'm dumbfounded.
Is that the whole story of the game, though? Or do you think you had chances to put the game to bed?
Of course we had chances, but that's 12 points that are clear decisions.
Whereabouts does this result leave you in terms of a playoff place or your hopes for a playoff place?
Well, our destiny is obviously not in our own hands now, so that's disappointing.
What do you think the effect is going to be on your succeeding games? You've got Wigan here at Craven Park in a fortnight, and then you've got an away game to conclude the regular season at the London Broncos. Will you be looking in terms of selection towards the future, or will it simply depend on the number of bodies who are going to be available, especially after today? And we'll come on to that in just a moment.
Oh, mate, we've just had a heartbreaking loss, mate, so I haven't even thought about that.
All right, let's go back to today's game. You lost two players to injury. Graham Horn, with a facial injury, didn't look too good. And then that was after immediately scoring his try. Coincidentally, just after scoring a try of his own, Josh Hodgson came off with what seemed to be a nasty arm injury. Have you got any comments on those?
Every week we lose a player during the course of the game, and you know, I really hope the match review panel have a good look at that, because two tries and two incidents after a try has been scored, you know, I'm very disappointed about losing those two players.
If the injuries are bad ones, are they season threatening for both those two players?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think the prognosis is on the two players themselves?
They're on the way to hospital right now. Graham might have a fractured cheekbone from being kicked in the face after he scored, and Josh Hodgson might have a broken hand, being kicked in the hand after he scored.
Your injury list is not looking a very good one at the moment. Can we run through the state of health, certainly, of the players who played today, apart from those two lads?
Yeah, it's disappointing the amount of injuries we had, but we won't know until Monday, Tuesday, how bad, you know, Graham and Josh are, and we'll sit down and assess the situation from there.
At least you got 2 weeks to prepare for the next game, but as you said, your thoughts are still very much on a playoff chance which has gone begging. Was that poor options, do you think?
Oh, the 7 minutes after we scored that try were very poor, and it wasn't acceptable, and you know, that last 7 minutes, you know, was not of, you know, first grade standard.
What can you do about that?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, we need to keep working hard on making sure that we concentrate, making sure we don't throw silly passes, making sure we don't get sloppy in our defence and get done for a high tackle and tackle four. All those little things, Chris, that, you know, we have been trying to work on hard during the season.
I was just about to say, you've been talking about that kind of thing since day one in the season. And here we are at the end of arguably your biggest game of the year, and it's gone begging precisely because of that kind of thing. How frustrating is it for you as a coach?
Oh, it's obviously very frustrating.
It must be very, very boring training if all you're going to do at training is try and eradicate that kind of the problem that you have.
Well, the boys are training really hard, and you know, there's no issues with training. They're putting the results in, and you know, we've lost a lot of games in the last end of the season, but if you look at the games we lost, Chris, they haven't been by much. You know, we've been missing six or seven players. We weren't touched up by 60, we weren't touched up by 40. We're in there right to the final whistle, and that's a credit to the players that played.
You had a spell in the middle of the season when you won good games against good opposition. Do you think that promoted possibly unrealistic thoughts amongst players, coaches, fans as well for the season for Rovers?
No, of course not. I don't know where you would get that question from. What did it was the injuries that we've sustained from there. We lost Chris Wellham and Reece Lovegrove to serious injuries from that Catalan game, and from then on we lost at least one or two players per game from there.
So you've got to look forward now to the future. The future is immediately 2 weeks, and you've already said or indicated you don't really want to talk about that. What about next season? You'll be rebuilding the side, you're bringing in players. Have you got hopes for next season?
Chris, I just said we've lost 31-30 in a heartbreaking loss. I haven't even thought about that, to be honest.
What about positives from today then?
Well, the positives are, you know, that Wakey were at full strength and we nearly pulled off a great win against the odds.
You had your share of young players again in the side. Who played well today for you?
Oh, they all tried hard. You know, Liam sort of looks like he could have a dislocated shoulder. He sustained in the first half and the poor kid had to play the whole game because we had no one there. And, you know, and George Griffin, you know, tried hard. So, you know, there's no disputing the effort that they're putting in.
Nobody's questioning the effort. And to talk about Salter, do you think the injury is going to keep him away from the Wigan game in 2 weeks?
Yeah, he's off to hospital as well. So, yeah, we'll know more Monday, Tuesday.
It's been an expensive 80 minutes, more ways than one then today.
Yeah, it has, unfortunately.
What about the longer-term injuries, your Blake Greens, Jake Webster's, Joel Clinton's? Any chance of seeing them again for the rest of the season?
Yeah, there's a chance. Again, we just have to assess and see where they're at, you know, in a week or two's time.